Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf for Whitcomb Ministries. It's a great privilege to be with you today and to be able to communicate with you via sermonaudio.com and our pages here for Whitcomb Ministries. It's a great joy to be involved with this ministry always, of course, but this is an especially happy occasion as I come to you today to talk to you about the 6th annual day with Whitcomb Ministries. It's coming up on Saturday, November 21st. It's going to be held in Southeast Wisconsin at the Brookside Baptist Church, which is located on 4470 North Pilgrim Road in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And this is going to be a really exciting time. And so I'm just thrilled to come to you in sort of a lighthearted broadcast this time and give you some details about this day that we're planning. It's going to be a wonderful time for a couple of reasons. Of course, we're going to have the Word of God open and shared by Dr. Whitcomb. It's going to be a gathering of people just several days before Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be able to encourage one another with scripture and song and prepare our hearts for Thanksgiving. It's going to be a wonderful time of education and edification. We're going to have exhibits for you to see. We're going to have resources available for you to take home with you. Lord willing, we'll have some wonderful items to take with you by way of a registration packet if you join us just for coming. There's no cost to attend. There will be a free will offering. But we hope all this will work together to have just a wonderful day of preparation for Thanksgiving this season in 2009. But we're also very excited about the content of Dr. Whitcomb's messages for the day, centered around this theme, the prophecies of Daniel, the Christian's end time message. Many people are very concerned in our time. We have lived through an amazing last year or so. We certainly have seen a number of incredible events break on the world scene. We are seeing what many believe to be stage setting for the events of the end time, which are predicted in Bible prophecy. We see many signs of the times, if I can say it that way. We see many events that seem to be prophesied in Scripture casting their shadows in our day. Now, at Whitcomb Ministries, we believe strongly in a pre-tribulational rapture. We believe that there are no signs preceding that rapture specifically of the rapture or anything that must occur before the rapture. We believe in an imminent rapture of the church in which the church will be taken to be with Christ before the 70th week of Daniel and the seven-year tribulation. And then, of course, that is before the second coming of Christ in glory and the launch of his millennial kingdom. But we do understand that many things can happen before the rapture that may or may not occur in a certain way. We don't know what's going to happen before Christ returns to rapture his church, other than that the tribulation itself will not begin. But we see many things occurring today which surely cause us to think that the times that the prophet Daniel and others in Scripture spoke about, the times of the end, may not be too far off. And so many people are interested and even concerned about how to live in this day. And I find that more and more, even very recently, people want to know what the Scriptures prophesy for the future and how we are to live in light of those truths. Well, folks, this is your opportunity to hear what I believe to be one of the most wonderful Bible teachers I have personally heard and known, that is Dr. John Whitcomb, for whom I work. And, of course, I will say that of him, that I believe he's one of the most gifted teachers that the Lord has given to the church in these, what may be, end times, last days. And I just hope that you come out and hear him for your sake. And for the sake of the opportunity that you have to come out and hear Dr. John Whitcomb speak about the prophecies of Daniel, the Christian's end time message. We will begin at 9 o'clock and end at 3:15. And so it's going to be enough of it there to hopefully satisfy your taste, but not so much that you can't do anything else the whole day or evening or something like that. We will begin in the morning with two sessions. First of all, entitled The Four World Empires and the Antichrist. That is from Daniel 2, 7, and 9. And then Daniel's 70th week, the Great Tribulation, from Daniel 7 and 9. After a break for lunch at area restaurants, we'll pick up again with the King of the North, Russia, from Daniel 11. And the second coming of Christ and the kingdom from Daniel 12. Boy, those sound like some very intriguing and powerful sessions from Dr. John Whitcomb. They'll be a little bit different than anything you've heard before. They'll be completely complemented with multimedia usage. And boy, this is just going to be a great day. We're going to have special music. We're going to have congregational singing. As I said, preparing our hearts for Thanksgiving, even as we think of the message of Bible prophecy. And I do believe those two tie together, if I can wax philosophical and theological here for just a moment, because the hymn which we will focus on in our congregational singing on November 21st is a familiar one to many, certainly to me. It's called Come Ye Thankful People Come. And it draws an interesting comparison between the end of the year and the harvest that we take in from the fields, for which we ought to give thanks to God, and the end of the world and the harvest of souls which Christ will one day reap from out of this world of people. And verse 3 of this great hymn by Henry Alford, which goes back many, many years, it says, "For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore." And so the final verse concludes, "Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin." What a wonderful hymn. Come ye thankful people, come. We'll focus our energy in song on that hymn to prepare our hearts for the teaching we'll receive from Dr. Whitcomb at the 6th Annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries. We've been blessed to offer these conferences annually since 2004. The last 5 have been in the month of November, and 5 of them out of the 6 will have been in Wisconsin, with 1 in Indiana last year in 2008. You can incidentally catch all of the audio from all previous 5 annual days with Whitcomb Ministries here at whitcomb.sermonaudio.com, and we plan the same for this conference. But of course, there's nothing like being there. There's nothing like hearing it on site, taking notes as you listen, as you watch, as you have opportunity to interact with Dr. Whitcomb and visit the book table afterward and have a book signed and do all kinds of things that you'll remember, I trust, for a long time, as a great opportunity to get ready for Thanksgiving of 2009. And again, as Thanksgiving and Bible prophecy tie together, so we will have this dual theme for the conference, embodied in the following 2 verses of Scripture, which we have chosen as our theme verses. Matthew 24:15, first of all, is the word of Christ when he says, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place," and notice what Christ said, "whoso readeth, let him understand." If you read the words of Daniel, understand them. Matthew 24:15. But Bible prophecy is not only vitally important, but it also correlates to this idea of Thanksgiving at this time of the year. David the psalmist, in our other theme passage, which is Psalm 26:6-7, said, "I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." Soon, friends, the Christmas season will be upon us, and there will be many events which will help us to plan and prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ. But how many events do the same for us as we think about the topic of Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving holiday? That's certainly a very important idea in Holy Scripture and a very important concept for our Christian lives. And yet I dare say not many venues give us an opportunity to really come together and celebrate and prepare for Thanksgiving. Well, here's one. The 6th Annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries. It will be held Saturday, November 21st, 2009, in Brookfield, Wisconsin. That's in the greater Milwaukee area in southeastern Wisconsin. And if you are close enough to come in and attend this event, we certainly invite you to do so and hope we will see you there as we study the prophecies of Daniel, the Christian's end-time message, and we also will learn how Bible prophecy ties into Thanksgiving and vice versa, and we will celebrate each of those. We encourage you to keep checking our web pages for all the latest information and details about this conference, and if possible, make plans to join us. And in any case, until we meet again here on SermonAudio.com, we wish you and yours God's blessings and a most gracious and wonderful 2009 Thanksgiving.